This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He is a strong personality. He's the face of the franchise. But it doesn't mean that he's getting it done by himself. It means he's getting it done with partnership, with ownership and personnel. You can't say for one second that team is not 100% together. They are. And that was the same thing with me and Mike Tannenbaum and when I was with the Jets in ownership there. And yeah, I was the face of the franchise because of the position that I was in. And guess what? I had a vision for the team and we weren't going to take any shit. And that's exactly how Dan Campbell is. And that's why I think the other thing is, too, get a guy that connects with the fan base and all that. That's why I want to be the next coach of the Jets. And that's what's going to get me. I don't care who the hell you put out there. Nobody's going to connect with this fan base the way I'm going to.
See, he says he's going to.
Oh, man.
Is Rex Ryan, that's Rex Ryan right there, by the way.
Oh, man.
Is Rex Ryan about to become the next head coach of the Jets?
He's campaigning hard. He's really campaigning. We just left election season. This is an elite campaign. I think he went into an ESPN radio show.
It was Barton Hahn.
And I mean that man he's going after it. He's getting after it. I saw yesterday too with all of this when he left the Jets. I can't remember what reporter he was sitting down with, but he was talking about me and Woody Johnson are like brothers. We talk every day. And this was years ago. It was right after he gotten fired from the Jets. But I was like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. And he's campaigning hard.
Rex Ryan walked so Rex Ryan walked so Dan Campbell could run.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell's better.
I know, but in terms of the vibes and the personality they bring.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
They're very similar. I wonder how Rex has grown up as a coach.
I want to find out. Put him in New York.
His first 2 years with the Jets were impressive.
Yeah.
Objectively, those defenses were awesome. They were able to grind teams down. They seemed to be able to handle the Patriots in the playoffs when no one else really could. Two straight AFC championship games with rosters that really shouldn't, namely a quarterback that should not have sniffed a playoff win, let alone multiple in AFC championships in Mark Sanchez, and yet it happened.
I
want to see him back there purely for the entertainment value.
I couldn't remember if he coached anywhere after Buffalo, but no, he did not.
No.
I didn't think so, but I was just curious. You know,
I feel like he went to ESPN right after he got cut by Buffalo.
I think so.
I think so, but he's
or
only
maybe
like
he waited a year and then he went to ESPN.
He's only come out like recently as like a more normal host, I feel.
It's within the last year or two.
Yeah, because he did sign right with ESPN right after he left the Bills and did the Super Bowl pregame and postgame show that year.
He's already tired of it, mainly because the Jets position opened up. He never wanted to leave the Jets. That's been well known. Those are his guys. He came to the Bills because he wanted to still be a head coach, but he's a Jets guy.
Okay, so I'm reading more about it here. So after that Super Bowl, it was a one-game agreement, but with the possibility that he could continue with ESPN through the 2017 season.
No, there he is.
And then nothing happened, and then he comes back in 2022.
There you go.
Interesting. Anyway.
Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to the phones here as Mike's on the line. Mike, how are we doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing very well.
This may sound a little crazy, but my concern is Joe Brady. You know, I know that the Bills' offense has put up more than 30 points in 8 out of 11 games, but what happened in the middle of the season with Houston and Baltimore is starting to happen again with his predictability. In the last two games, 21 out of the 29 times that the Bills had a first and 10, Josh was put into a second and long situation because the first down run gained 3 yards or less. He's consistently, if you look at the Chiefs game, there were 12 first and 10s, 10 times he ran the ball, and he ran the ball on first and 10 12 times. 10 of the 12 times were faced with a second long. He continues to run the ball up the middle consistently. He's, for whatever reason, not figured out how to use backs as weapons out of the backfield. I mean, Cook last week, 7 yards on 6 targets, 5 catches, 7 yards. Yes, we've had a couple big plays on, you know, between Davis and Johnson for some long catches, but as a whole, when was the last time we had a screen game that worked?
Well, and I mean, right now.
Just find
right now.
Pardon?
Right now we have one. Khalil Shakir.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm talking about a screen game to a running back.
I don't care. It's a screen game. It's a screen game.
Well, but we don't use our running backs.
Okay, that's fine. The receivers are fine.
Okay, so there is no problem. There is no predictability.
No, I didn't. I disagree with your screen point, Mike. The predictability, I think you're right on. The first down running on Kansas City was annoying, but they ultimately did go away from it in the second half to more play action. Allen threw his most passing attempts this past week. Now, to that point, though, you are right on the second and third and longs. They had to be near perfect on third downs. That I am worried about. I'd like to get more quicker into the run game rather than these long developing run games.
Well, what you just said about the second half, it didn't change. Second half, there was runs of 2-1-1, 2-0, and -1 on 6 first-and-10 situations in the second half. Okay? Gained a total of 5 yards. So it didn't change in the second half. Josh become better in the second half, and they did throw the ball a little more on first down. But my point is that we have some weapons coming out of the backfield. I mean, Cook, Davis is a great receiver, but we don't use these guys. And we've had number of games that, yes, we won last week. We got a lot of points. Josh played phenomenal, but we need to be put into better situations. These first and long, second long and third. I mean, how many times did he have an incompletion on first down and then we ran the ball on second down for 1, 0, or 2 yards? And it's like, I just don't understand why he can't let Josh be Josh more often.
Mike, thanks for the call. He is letting Josh be Josh. They want to set up a run game. They are a more balanced team. I don't like what they did against Kansas City. Kansas City is the third best run defense in the league. I didn't like that. But as you pointed out, in the second half, they only ran the ball, 6 times on 1st-and-10? So they did go away from it.
Right.
I'm not saying it was perfect, and I do have my issues with Brady. But to like point out they don't have a screen game, so they're not using the running backs. I don't care. They have a screen game with Shakir that's working.
Yeah,
they're getting yards after catch.
It doesn't matter who you pass the ball to in a screen game. It matters if it works. I mean, there was a few times where it looked like it was going to work with Dalton Kincaid. They tried it, and it didn't really work. But it's the act of trying, because in the past few years, since Allen has been their quarterback, they've never really tried to activate any sort of screen game. It's always just been, you know, other stuff. But that's partially because you have different weapons now. But the running backs, for the most part this season, have been fantastic. I mean, James Cook and Ray Davis have been great. But like you said, you're going up against the third best run defense in the NFL. That's not supposed to be your game plan. And he did switch away from it.
He did switch away from that. That was my only issue, it kept being first down runs.
Yeah.
To Mike's point, that is correct. Mm-hmm. It was getting frustrating.
And it was getting predictable because it doesn't make sense to keep trying that when you know you're going to get stopped. And then if you're Kansas City, it's just, oh, look, they're going to run it again. And we have a good run defense. Never mind. Move on.
But ultimately, I think to let Josh continue to be Josh, then you're asking to never run the ball. They are still averaging just under 30 points per game. They are the first team in 38 games to put 30 points on the Chiefs. I have my issues. I'm not that worried about it. They are winning games. They're producing. Allen, again, for the first time this year, had 40 passing attempts. It's the most he's had all year.
They're
growing now that Amari Cooper's been on the team. Since then, so it's after the Jets game, Tennessee, 33 passing attempts, Seattle, 34, Miami, 39, Indianapolis, 37, and then Kansas City, 40. They are now throwing the ball more. With that all being said, on the run game, especially for me, and I know Sal's talked about it as well, I'd like quicker developing run games, not so many of the delayed. Let these fast running backs get the ball and go.
Mm-hmm.
Where that has been something I've been frustrated by throughout.
There's also something that's been positive with Brady as a coordinator. He's adapting, right? And that's something we've seen the Bills do a lot in terms of either side of the ball, which that's the one positive is he's not just sticking with it. He's not like Dorsey, where Dorsey would just, this is the game plan. If it doesn't work, we're going to keep trying it because it will work eventually. It's not how the NFL works, right? It isn't how it's supposed to go. But the fact that he's able to adapt and able to change makes me think that, you know, it might not happen this season, but in the off season, he's going to go look at his playbook, throw some stuff out, add some stuff in, and move on. And hopefully this whole fascination with running on first and 10 is going to be thrown out of the playbook, because personally, I don't think it should be a big part of the game. I'm not saying they shouldn't run the ball, but I'm also not saying they should run it the way they are.
Yeah, my first down run issues were against Kansas City were maybe my biggest issue. Mm-hmm. But up to this point for the Bills, yes, they are a top 10 unit right now in terms of running percentages on first down, but they're eighth at 38.43%. So it's not like it's happening a ton. It did happen a lot against Kansas City, but up to this point this year, they're not even close to the highest. Philadelphia is in first at 47.6%. Arizona, 42.7%. Denver in third, 40%. They're down all the way at eighth and at 38%. I mean, they're not even really close to the top end. They just did it a lot, I think, against Kansas City. Now that they have a complement of wide receivers, they have shown they're throwing the ball more. Against Kansas City, they had a specific game plan. I didn't love it, but it was working. And they got it to work enough to where they put up 30 points against a team that for 38 straight games hadn't allowed over 28. And so I will give them some credit to that. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.